Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read the next book in our series. We've actually read a couple books now about the Pacific Northwest. One about Seattle, one a historical book about the San Juan Islands. And now we're going to do one more book about the San Juan Islands because some people on this planet live on an island. Not everyone, but many do. And so in light of that, I would like to read this book to you about what it's like to live on some islands that are in the area where we live. Today's story is called To Live on an Island. It was written by Emma Bland Smith, illustrated by Elizabeth Pearson, and I will, of course, put these books up on our Amazon affiliates page so you can go get your the links for that and go and get these books and follow along and thank these great authors for their great work. And friends, I hope that you enjoy today's story. It is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
And Philip? You guys, how cool is this that we get to have a story with Philip? Are you ready, Philip? All right. So today's story, here we go. Water all around. Whales out the window. Ferries passing by. For an island kid, this is life. Now, when I say fairies, do you think that I mean the little winged creatures like Tinkerbell? I do not. Yeah, this is like a boat that would carry people or sometimes cars or all sorts of different things from one place to another over water. Mm-hmm. Off the coast of Washington State rise hundreds of small islands. Some are lush and green. Others are rugged and rocky. Each has its own personality. Many islands are mostly home to deer, but quite a few have farms and fields and schools and stores and people. What is it like to live on an island? Well, when you live on an island, the horn of the ferry is your alarm clock. To other vessels, it says, "Watch out, I'm coming through." To you, it means, "Time to wake up, another day begins." See, ferries are a fixture of life here in the San Juan Islands. All day, they faithfully ply the waters of the Salish Sea, bringing passengers and cars from the mainland to the major islands, San Juan, Orcas, Lopez, and Shaw. And back again. Islanders might take a ferry to see a movie, or for a soccer game, or a doctor's appointment, or a business meeting. Talk about a scenic commute. And in the picture, my friends, we can see what this ferry looks like. We can even see where the cars go inside the ferry. It is epic. When you live on an island, getting to school is an adventure. You have to hike through the woods just to reach your bus stop. And your friends scramble down dirt paths, bike, ride a moped, and even sail a boat. See, kids get to school in all different ways here. Certain islands have no schools at all, and on others, schools only go up to the 8th grade. And in these places, students commute daily by boat to larger islands, and some kids even sleep away from home, returning only on the weekends. Shaw Island has a little red schoolhouse that was built in 1890. It became a two-room school in the 1970s, and it's still in use today. When you live on an island, you spend more time outside than in. On days when the beach becomes your classroom, you dig for sand crabs, investigate tide pools, and make the perfect belt out of a piece of silky kelp. Because no school here is far from the sea, field trips to the beach are often a common occurrence. In rocky areas, when the tide rolls out, shallow puddles appear brimming with interesting creatures. Tide poolers can find orange and purple sea stars and sea anemones that close up lightning fast and tiny crabs scuttling for shelter and spiky sea urchins, ouch, and dark blue mussels clinging like glue to the rocks. And we've been to tide pools before, haven't we? We've seen a lot of creatures like this, haven't we? Yeah, in the picture we can see a little boy with an octopus. Very smart creature.
An octopus?
An octopus. Ooh. When you live on an island, you learn to be a builder. The giant pieces of smooth driftwood on the beach are just the thing for constructing forts. You may stop by on your way home from school to see what new treasure the sea has brought in so that you can add another touch to your masterpiece. Many beaches here are strewn with massive piles of driftwood. The wood makes excellent building material for forts, and some artists use it to create whimsical sculptures on the beach. Many pieces are so big they could actually be called drift logs. And some of them have been around for hundreds of years. But where does the wood come from? It slides off of bluffs and drifts down rivers and is an integral part of the ecosystem. Driftwood prevents erosion and provides habitat for birds and small mammals. What is an ecosystem?
An ecosystem?
Yeah. It's the system in which something survives and like has habitat. And so it's going to be the food that they eat. It's going to be the shelter that they would have, all of those things working cooperatively together. Okay. Now, when you live on an island, you may spot your uncle and cousins out on the water checking their crab pots. Come and help, they call, and you do, and it's dinner. See, many island kids grow up fishing for crabs. It's pretty simple. The traps are called pots, and after baiting them with such delicacies that crabs love, such as raw chicken or fish heads or cat food, yum, crabbers drop the pots attached to a rope and marked with a buoy into the water. And a few hours later, when the pots are pulled up, the crabbers count how many they've got. And then they have a yummy crab for dinner. When you live on an island, you wave at everyone who passes by just because. When you see the mail truck, you wave extra hard. Some days the mailman has something special for you. Because there aren't many stores here, islanders rely quite a bit on mail order. With so many deliveries, people occasionally forget what they've ordered. Every package becomes a mystery. Getting mail can be complicated. In towns, many people have to walk to the post office to pick up their deliveries, but on some islands, the mail comes only a few times a week. On others, residents' boats row over to the mainland for their letters, and a truly ferocious storm will keep islanders waiting for their deliveries until the weather calms down. Imagine not being able to just go to the mailbox in front of your house. When you live on an island, by the time you get home, your best friend may already be inside waiting for you. You cheer, and she helps you open your package. It's not uncommon here for people to just drop by or even let themselves in to their friends' homes because the islands are small and going on or off island is such an undertaking that there's a real sense of stability and trust, and people just know their neighbors and they wouldn't hesitate to ask a favor or to offer their own assistance. The downside, it's not a lot of privacy. There's no hanging around in your underwear when a neighbor might just pop over for to borrow a cup of sugar. When you live on an island, the water is your playground. After school, you head down to the lake with your friend. Kids spend a lot of time on the water here. Paddling in a lake is a great way to see the aquatic wildlife, like river otters. The sea is full of beautiful animals, too. From a kayak, paddleboard, or boat, people can sometimes catch a glimpse of seals, or sea lions, or mink whales, or humpback whales, or orcas. You know what an orca is, right? They also call them killer whales, but I don't think they look like killers. They are black and white, though, which might make you think they are a penguin or a panda, but they're neither of those either. When you live on an island, binoculars come in handy. There's so much wildlife to discover, like the bald eagles that live by the lake. See, the San Juan Islands have the greatest concentration of bald eagles in the lower 48 states. Bald eagles mate for life and produce 1 to 3 eggs a year. In many places on the islands, people have set up telescopes pointed right at a nest so anyone passing by can take a peek. Eagles like to perch high in a tree, scanning the water. The patient observer might witness an eagle swoop down and catch a fish. Spectacular. When you live on an island, your grandma may fly herself over for an evening visit. She lives just a few islands away, so she could take the ferry, but flying is faster. See, on the islands, a tiny plane puttering overhead is as common a sight and sound as a ferry. Many locals have pilot licenses and fly themselves around the islands and to the mainland. Little propeller planes whisk passengers to hospitals off-island if there's an emergency and arrive on island loaded with packages for delivery. And float planes are special planes that can land on water if no landing strip is available. Watching them take off is a real treat. They've got little boats on them, don't they? It's interesting. When you live on an island, your job may be to put away the chickens and pick the veggies for dinner. Drat, someone left the garden gate open in this picture, and we can see what's going on. Yeah. There's a deer eating the lettuce. Poor thing. Poor deer. Oh, dear. Folks here love nature. For many, gardening and keeping animals is just another way of connecting with the environment. But there's one big obstacle. Deer. Because they have no remaining natural predators, deer have thrived on, some would say overrun, the islands. They even swim from island to island. And deer will destroy a garden if it's not enclosed by a tall fence or if someone leaves the gate open. Oops. When you live on an island, the power goes out a lot, but you don't mind. It's a good excuse to grab blankets and light the lantern and play your favorite board game. See, high winds that blow through the islands sometimes knock down trees, causing an outage. And every house is stocked with candles and a good lantern. Grown-ups might think that losing electricity is a hassle, but not kids. When the power goes out early, school is canceled. It's the San Juan Islands version of a snow day, although islanders do get some of those too. And when you live on an island, you may count orcas, not sheep, to get to sleep. Orcas, or killer whales, are a special symbol of the San Juan Islands. Three pods, identified as J, K, and L, spend the warmer months on the west side of the San Juan Island, led by matriarchs, which are older female leaders. They swim up for 100 miles per day looking for salmon. They interact in a very human way, teasing and playing and teaching. And one of the most interesting and endearing features is that offspring, both male and female, stay close to their mothers their entire lives. No other mammals on Earth display this behavior.
Except for humans,
that's right. So when you live on an island...
And elephants.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
When you live on an island, things are different. Sometimes harder, sometimes sweeter, sometimes quieter. Always magical. And that... our dear friends is. You gonna say it with me?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.